This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, July 13th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Daily Freeman reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation checked more than 400 anglers in the Hudson River watershed this spring and ticketed 60 of them for fishing-related violations. Operation River Run, the DEC announced July 10th, went into effect with the spring migrations of walleye, striped bass, shad, herring, and young eels and other fish species in the Hudson watershed. Most violations were for fishing without a freshwater or marine license or catching more than the limit of striped bass or herring. The DEC also reported that the illegal taking of young eels, also called glass eels or elvers, has increased in the past few years due to the large demand for them in Asia. The department said officers used unmarked and marked vehicles and boats to search areas known for problematic activity. You can see the full story in the Daily Freeman. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach, Thursday, July 11th, vetoed the city's amended mass gathering law passed unanimously by the Common Council last month. In a statement released Thursday afternoon, Hallenbach said the amendment was unnecessary and called the new law onerous to organizations. He said the now 120-day application deadline and the increased alcohol rider to he said the new 120-day application deadline and the increased alcohol rider to an organization's liability coverage imposed by the amended law were excessive. Hallenbach also said the law now duplicates aspects of the process the mayor already has the authority to consider and control. City law requires a two-thirds vote by the members of the Common Council to override a mayoral veto. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Today is Sunday, July 13th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 81 and a low around 66. Monday, the showers and thunderstorms are also likely with a high near 80. Overnight, there is a probability of rain Monday, and the sky should be at least mostly cloudy with a low of 63. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are still likely, mainly afternoon, with a high near 78. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.